our next item is public forum, and I do have one speaker card for public forum.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards, and I wanted to brief you this morning on the County Board of Supervisors' most recent meeting in connection with the interlocutory stipulated judgment, also known as the ISJ, and as you know, the ISJ relates to the Los Osos groundwater basin. I'm being handed out as a somewhat simplistic management approach, and I'll kind of come back to that in a little bit here. But first, by way of update, I wanted to mention that while there was a goal to have the basin management plan ratified by the court by the end of the year, that's looking less and less likely, unfortunately. We also learned that the basin plan, because the Golden State Water Company is regulated by the Public Utilities Commission, the PUC also has to approve the basin plan. So what this all means is for our further delays, unfortunately. And I'm hoping your board can, in part, help stimulate the activity. I know that at one time, board members were attending the ISJ meetings, and that's something I'd like to see continued. The critical part of the basin management plan are the financing and implementation of programs that are addressed in that plan. And unfortunately, there's considerable debate about how to finance these projects. We heard at the Board of Supervisors update on July 14th, we heard that there's an interest in forming a JPA and a community facilities district. This is another layer on top of layers of not only government, but of assessment districts. I'd like to see the two main purveyors, the Golden State Water Company and the LOCSD, keep it simple. They have water rate increases pending right now that should generate enough money to implement programs that are outlined in the basin plan. And real quickly, in looking at the handout, one of our main basin strategies under Program C is to drill new central and east side wells. And those are $1 million a pop and not too difficult to pay for with the rate increases that, again, are in play. I'm also on the plan or conservation. Los Osos has reduced consumption by almost 30% in the last 2-3 years. So the conservation's well underway. And then the third leg of my stool that I have in my handout is the seasonal release of treated effluent in the upper reaches of Los Osos Creek, where our lower basin or the Paso Robles Basin daylights at the creek in that location. So in conclusion, unfortunately, we have quite a few lawyers in this whole basin management plan and ISJ discussion. We can't necessarily get rid of the lawyers. So what I would encourage your board to do is continue your participation in the ISJ meetings, urge them to keep it simple. And at some point, we're hopefully gonna have your board entertaining an NPDES permit for that seasonal release in the creek. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comment. So that wraps up the public forum. And
excuse me, didn't we have another card?
Yes, Kane Mercer.
No.
Oh, it's for a different item. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, my apologies.
Question of Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Harris, I'm wondering if some of Mr. Edwards' comments regarding the timing of the ISJ and how that schedule looks based on the report to the superintendents, county superintendents, what are the next steps that we have had in place regarding participation in the ISJ? Is there anything on your calendar or any meetings
No,
that you're aware of?
I did get a email from, and I forget her name now, she's the general manager of the one mutual, I think, out there, and she did give me a heads up and say, and said that they were going to go before the county, and it was just a couple days before it happened. I couldn't go, but I did ask her for an update, and she sort of came back to me, so she was communicating. As far as any participation at this point, we are waiting to see if they do in fact go to court in August. That's our understanding. They have a court date, and wait and see what happens before we formulate any next steps.
Okay, so there's no ISJ meetings coming up that you're aware of?
No, I'm not aware of it.
Okay, so, but what has been your opportunity just to kind of track what those meetings, how those meetings are scheduled? Because I know you and Jean-Pierre both attended either one or two so far recently. So are you on the list for those meetings, or how does that work?
No, I'm not on a list. I don't see when they're scheduled. I don't know if they have a listserv, or I have not been participating directly. As you know, they have a carve out in the new Sigma legislation, and at this point, other than just waiting to see, there really isn't a role for us at this point. As I said yesterday in one of our discussions, at some point they will come, you will have a chance to ask them questions, they will come before you. And it's really up to this board to make a decision at some point whether you're satisfied with the progress, but I do think it's premature to make any such decision at this point.
Sure. So then, just so I'm clear, once whatever court action takes place in August, then we're preparing to make a request to the ISJ for an update to
the
board?
Yes.
Okay.
And if as the speaker said, it looks like it's not going to happen before the end of the year, I think then we would ask for a private meeting with them to find out what's going on, and I would ask Dr. Wolf to go. Dr. Wolf and I would go out and meet with them to find out what the issues are, and if we have concerns, I think at that point we might consult with the State Water Board on next steps.
Okay, that actually sounds like a great sequence in terms of, you know, standing by to see what outcomes we have before us. But I would definitely like to know if you see the point where we would be seeing an update directly from those folks, because we have not heard from any of those folks. Superintendent Gibson has given us updates from time to time, and that may be another possibility, is to follow up with him as well.
It does seem to be pretty fluid, and as you know, we did try earlier to get them to come and speak to you, but they refused, citing issues related to confidentiality over the settlement that was going on. So
yeah, and I realize I've got the wrong hat on right now. It's a Supervisor Gibson. Okay, well, thank you. That's helpful.
Okay.
Question really for either you, Ken, or Jean-Pierre. The ISJ entity, has the judge asked for some kind of independent evaluation of what's being proposed by the different water districts?
I can't answer that question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Another, you know, I'm wondering how the judge is kind of deciding on how to make a decision, you know, whether it's just basically from reports he's getting from the different water entities, or if he's asked for them to pay for an outside consultant to him, like a special master, to advise him.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, the one thing they do have is a basin plan, you know, that has been developed using outside consultants. And my understanding also is that basin plan is one of the, you know, foundational documents going to the judge, say, okay, this is how we plan on handling the basin. This is how we plan on addressing the issues of seawater intrusion, how we plan on working with upstream agriculturists to take, to get some water. So that whole plan, I think, is one of the more, you know, technical documents that the judge is going to review in terms of how, you know, each parties are to cooperate and work together and have the agreement. I don't know that, and I don't think Ken also, Ken and I don't have, you know, more information on that. You know, to supplement a little bit of a comment in regard to from Monica, you know, our attendance to the meeting have been, you know, I'll use the term loosely, you know, by invitation only, because these are closed door mm-hmm. sessions mm-hmm. and you can't just, you know, they're not subject to the Brown Act. So, you know, we were invited. So that's why there's a limitation also in, you know.
And it really was, I mean, it was more, I think, of a meeting to brief us than a working meeting on their part.
Exactly.
Because it is, I think, due to the fact that they're still in a they're still in a lawsuit with each other, as
no,
Jean-Pierre
I
said.
I'm just questioning whether there isn't some way to ask the judge for the opportunity for our staff to review, the final draft or whatever is put together.
Well, the basin plan that Dr. Wolf referred to was made public, and the public had an opportunity to comment, and our staff looked at it and commented and did not have any major issues with it as written. We did provide comments.
And is that the document that's going to drive the balancing of the basin?
Well, that one, so that was then revised based on the public's comments, and I think that's the...
Okay.
And
all
they
right.
may have revised it since then, but if they have, they haven't, as far as I know, publicly released
right.
any further updates.
Okay.
Thank you. I just want to add to that two things. I don't think that the basin plan that the judge will review has been released, so we don't know what public comments or our own staff comments may have been incorporated into that. But the one thing I do recall, and maybe Harvey or Michael, I hate to put you on the spot, but help me remember, I believe that it lacked a timeline for implementing, and I do not believe that the priorities for the different management actions or projects were actually laid out. So I think there's still some real major kinds of gaps in where how that basin plan actually lays out a management strategy. I don't think what we read and saw actually hit the mark. And I know that the comments were pretty, I felt that the comments were significant as far as lacking a timeline. Anybody else recall that?
This is Harvey Packard. I think you're correct, and Mr. Edwards was correct also. It lays out various options and ideas for bringing it into balance, as Mr. Young's talking about. But it didn't talk about how to finance them or when they'd be able to do them. I think one of our other comments was they ought to have an independent water master with authority to limit pumping if necessary. I don't know if that was incorporated in there.
One of the questions that we asked when we did meet with them was, how long will it take for you to know whether or not your actions are actually having a positive effect? And they said 2 years. They said 2 years should be ample. So,
is that in writing?
No, just I have a witness sitting
right.
next to you.
Okay.
And this might be something you want to talk about a little bit later this morning about priorities and staff resources and how much you want to put towards this.